Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I guess I'm on. I thought I had some music lined up there, but apparently not. Blog Talk is being, looks like they've revamped their soundboard. So I'm rusty here, kids. It's been a while. The switchboard has changed slightly, and I now look on the switchboard screen and I see zero music. I usually have my shows. Oh, I don't know. Show is on but not streaming. What the fuck are you talking about? How is that possible? Show is on? I don't know. Anyways, this is your man, Vinny Las Vegas, a.k.a. Vince in the Bay. Just opened the chat here. Of course, nobody knows I'm on, but once I get some music kit up here, I'll try to steer some kids over here. Put a blast on the Twitter and see where things take us. But in the meantime, I'm going to upload some musical selection here for you to enjoy while I try to bring in some kids to start some shit up with. So, as soon as this gets lined up and ready to go, we'll get going on that. We're going to start things off here. This is it's going to be called the Morning Mega Show for the 11th month of November. The 14th day of November. In the year 2009 of our Lord. And Lord, have mercy. I'm back on BTR doing an improv spur of the moment test run here. Just gonna upload some tracks. Looks like I have to re-import all my tracks. So that'll be nice. And try to get this chat kicking here. So far, nobody as I'm on. I think I'm the only show that's broadcasting right now. So I don't know if maybe folks are just not perusing the Blog Talk sphere. Oh, here we go. It's a tweet. Do a little tweet. Yep. So that's how it is. And now if it's going to load up here for me in a second. It's taking time. Taking its sweet time. Yeah. Here we go. Put a little blast here onto the internet, Twitter. Join me live on Morning Mega Show on Blog Talk Radio. And you get the website there and the call-in number, which is 347-826-7667. Be happy to chat it up with anybody if they so desire. If not, I am going to be getting very excited in a second because I think I might have my song in my playlist. Maybe. Yes. All right, so let's go to that. We're going to do some Butthole Surfers here with Dust Devil right here on your Morning Mega Show. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back. Or will we? Oh my God, I hate this new... I hate this new interface. This new, yeah, like I'm pressing the... Here, press. Play. Play music. Please, music, play. Don't disappear. Please play. Play music. What is up with this thing? Dude, I hate Blog Talk. I think it's better if I just... Oh my God. Blog Talk's switchboard is flipping. Flipping. I got too many windows open. We gotta crack down on some of this shiznat here. Yeah, so if anybody's listening to this that hasn't heard me on here in a while, you know, I went back. I took a little hiatus and decided to listen back to some of my old shows. And, you know, there was definitely good moments. I loved the interactions I have with my various co-hosts and guests, such as 3 Abu and Sexy Mojo and Frank Deluxe and so forth, and the PGs and the J. Wills and all the Chesta. And Lady Soulja and all those people out there, most of them all out on the West Coast, or East Coast. I'm on the West Coast, which I like to think of as the best coast. And we're going to try one more time to play this song by the Butthole Surfers. We'll be right back. And it won't play. What the fuck is Fludge? What are you kidding me? Oh, BTR sucks. Donkey poo. This is terrible. All right, I'm going to reopen. I don't even know if this is recording right now or broadcasting, for God's sake. BTR is either I'm rusty or BTR has come a long, fallen a long way. Okay, let's go to my Blog Talk Radio. It is, by the way, my Blog Talk Radio, so don't try to steal it. Oh, brother, what the hell is going on? All right, I want to see my shows, my show page. I'm sorry you're listening to this, if you are. I am having trouble loading my files onto Blog Talk Radio. Let's see if we get a little feedback here. And here I am. Cool. So we are recording. That's a good thing. Yep. Been in the Bay. Vince. Vinny Del Negro. Vinny Del Vegas. Vinny Las Vegas. Vince from the Bay, as some of the folks know me. By on here, and you know, I'm just coming off about a 2-month hiatus. Took some time off to relax and sort of step away from the creative juices and give it some space. And now I've come back and I'm ready to rock and roll. You might notice I'm a little more toned down right now. A little more mellow. I'm in a better place. I'm not quite as pissed off as I was before. I'm a little more mature. Obviously, I aged. And I've lost a little bit of weight. Still an avid drinker of vintage Pinot. although I'm moderating there. I still have a fondness for some stimulants and some, what are they? I don't want to say downers, but the opposite of stimulants, which I guess are downers, but, you know, I cultivate some halfway decent things that help me a little pinch in the time of need, and, you know, you're okay. I don't know what I'm babbling about here. It's just all a bunch of bull crap. That's another thing. I'm not going to cuss as much, because I listened back to my old shows, and I was just saying F and Esh, you know, the F word, the S word, just, you know, just indiscriminately, just all over the place. Like, I might still drop an F-bomb for accentuation, I guess. I don't know, whatever. You know, bust it out here and there. I think I'm going to try to just say ish instead of the word it replaces. So F that ish, you know, is probably what I'm going to be saying here on the radio, because I want to, you know, I don't want to do like a PG-13 show here, but, you know, I'd like to do a respectable R-rated program that has limited harsh language and content, all in good taste and good fun and good humor, or not. So let's go to my switchboard here again. And we have, well, you know, I'm going to try to maybe later today or tomorrow, I will what's going on with this shit? God, BTR. I leave them for 2 months, and I think they got worse. Like, ridiculous. Okay, it says I have two songs in here. I'm trying to play one. There we go. Be right back. Yep. Butthole Surfers, Dancing Fool. And we're going to follow it up with another track here from the same record. This is Dust Devil right here on your morning mega show. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. think that was the end. That's a good tune there. A little double shot of Butthole Surfers there for you. Want to give a big ups to Usable Signal for dropping in tonight. Nice to have somebody in the building holding it down with me. You caught a little double set there at the end of the double set from Butthole Surfers off of Independent Worm Saloon. We started off with Dancing Fool and then into Dust Devil. And as the glory rolls on here and I get reacquainted with the new interface of the Blog Talk Radio switchboard. It looks like they have added a box for getting help. You can email support, live chat, and you can also sign up for premium. Everything's premium. They have other. You get the bare. I get the bare bones, basic free version, which is all you need. I mean, maybe if I got premium, you know, my fucking songs would upload faster. I don't know. Yeah, Saturday morning. Usable Signal, where are you at? Or do I have to type that? I'm just trying to get up my new track. It loads up tracks really slow. Really slow. It lost all my tracks. I had like 50 tracks on here about a month ago. And they're all gone now. I had to just quickly went to the B's, or like the top of my list in iTunes, and just went right to the buttholes. Threw two of them in there, and now I am scrambling for some more music. I used to have 30 tracks on here, dude, and I got such a bad connection here. It's going to take like 20 minutes for like a 4-minute song. Not that bad, but it's going to feel that bad. So, in the meantime, I'm just going to go ahead and go into some random Twittering I've accumulated here. People Twittering me. Raiders Examiner says, are you going to do any vids for Street Sweeper Social Club? And I'm writing him back, process of writing him back. I'm going to upload one of the videos I shot over the summer. I shot two different shows, sort of behind the scenes, you know, whatever. But got some interesting views of the performance of an up-and-coming band that you're probably going to hear a lot more about next year, I believe. They came out with their record this year, just sort of did some warm-up stuff, festival exposure. You know, everybody's going to be taking it easy with the family during this the winter holiday extravaganza. And then I think they're going to come out strong in 2010 and be one of the top rock bands on tour. Of course, Street Sweeper Social Club, which I should obviously upload or chat in the link or something. I don't know. I'll get to that. But my answer to Raiders Examiner is yes. Am I going to be doing any videos for them? Technically, no. I'm not doing any videos for them unless they ask me. But technically, I have shot some videos of them over the summer from one of their tours and one of their dates in the Independent in San Francisco. So, good times, good stuff. Really wishing that Blog Talk had expanded their user interface in the 2 months I've been gone. And they have done some stuff, but not enough. Boom, and my new track is not there. Yeah, we'll just keep listening to the Butthole Surfers all night. Two good Butthole Surfer tracks. Independent Worm Saloon that I'm just going to loop over and over unless you call me now. 347-826-7667. I don't know, whatever. You know, the Niners played the other night. You can weigh in on anything.
and everything. If I get the street sweeper up in here.
Oh, we want to also remind you that this portion of our program is sponsored in part by the support from Ted Bono. That's right, Ted Bono. At twitter.com/TedBono. See what Ted can do for you at twitter.com/TedBono. Ted Bono's voodoo economics hit plan is sure to make you a winner in the fall. And we're going to try to go to the choicy track here from Street Sweeper Social Club. And we invite you to give us a call here. 347-826-7667. All righty, moving along. I'm trying to find the Street Sweeper. Dot, can't spell. All right. Yeah, you do this. Yep. Okay. Yep. Oh, yeah, you got to do it. I mean, come on. Yeah. What you do. Do that. All right, so I got a track that I'm trying to line up here. Hopefully we can add this. Flippity do and skippity do and how do you do? Nobody's called. Great. Didn't miss anything. Oh, wait, the real question is I have so many goddamn screens open. It's horrible. I have two switchboards open. I have a YouTube channel open. Make a blast that's just going through. Excuse me, I have to hit the cough button here. VCR is cutting in and out or something? Yeah, I don't know what's going on, dude. Oh, brother. I just want to load this Street Sweeper track. Alright, you know what? Fuck it. This is what it's gotta be. I'm gonna try to get this Megablast thing uploaded, and while I'm doing that, we're gonna go back to the Butthole Surfers.
here.
Thank you.
Right. So I think that was the Butthole Surfers again, because BTR is full of shit, full of ish, I should say, full of ish. And for some reason, the only songs I'm able to upload so far are two Butthole Surfer songs that I've already played twice. This is bad radio. Might have to call this quits. Unless I get some gosh darn callers at 408-6. No, here we go. 347. That number, once again, 347-826-7667. And we're just going to slide into some more tunes here as soon as I can upload them. It seems to take about 3 hours to load one track. So you got to make it count. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to try to make it happen with... What do we got here? We're going to peruse the archives here. We got Sugar Mano, Surrender Sernda, Talking Heads, Tarif Dehook, Average White Band, Blazers. Average White Band, it's kind of a good, like... There we go. A... K D V Sure. Yeah, we'll see how long that one takes. Anyways, we're coming up at about 4:45. I'm going to check the commute here. It's going to go on out to weather.com. And we'll just check out the weather in your neighborhood. Feel free to jump in the chat and request or report the conditions in your area. And as we settle into weather.com, and we look over the country, it looks like pretty clear through most part of the heartland. And the Bay Area, the Bay Bridge is still intact. It's gone exactly one day without something catastrophic or traumatic happening to it. I think the Bay Bridge has basically turned into a death trap, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let your children go there alone. Anyways, yeah, so weather, right now it's inland 48 degrees with wind coming from the southeast at 5 miles per hour. Humidity is 84%, pressure 30.05 inches, dew point 44 degrees, visibility 6 miles, and it's just pretty much going to be cloudy going into tomorrow. Tomorrow, here we go. 6 a.m. it's going to be 41 degrees. At 9 a.m. it'll brighten up and hit late 40s into the 50s. By noon it'll be 61. By 3 it'll be 65. 6, things start to taper off, gets down to 59. And into the evening, 9 p.m., 52 degrees. That's your day for tomorrow. Completely clear skies. A high of 67, overnight lows 42. And we run over, my dear, you're listening to the Mega Morning Show, which has been a mega failure so far. We've only managed to play two different Butthole Surfer tracks multiple times. And also reminding you that this portion of our programming is brought to you in part by Ted Bono. See what Uncle Ted can do for you. Head down to twitter.com/TedBono and follow Ted, and you'll get money. Thanks, Ted. So we're going to try to expedite some uploading. Oh, yeah, I was going to put Street Sweeper. I was talking about Street Sweeper because I got fucking... So, yeah, I loaded up Street Sweeper on my video clip on my computer. I'm going to post it onto YouTube here towards the end of the show. If you want to give me a call, it's 347-826-7667. Well, if this song doesn't load up in the next 2 minutes, I'm going to have to go back into some Butthole Surfers, because this is just... So I'll tell you what I'm going to do next is find out current traffic conditions. And, of course, if you want to submit your area or report, if you have a question about what traffic's like in your area, we'll look up your area. Or if you just want to report something, we can relay that for you, no problem. But we are going to provide our own complimentary traffic conditions reporte. Yeah, current traffic conditions. Traffic.com. What are the chances? Probably not as good as the chances are that you're going to hear a Butthole Surfer soon at any moment. We'll be right back. Yeah, we're back. After another Butthole Surfer song. But hey, good news, kids. We're going to hold off on traffic for right now because there's not really much going on out there. You're all either home passed out or dead on the side of the highway. I don't know. But the good news is I've got another track that's not a Butthole Surfer song just for you. We'll be right back. Give us a call. 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
Hallo, ich bin Jansi vom Amsterdam Klezmer Band und Sie hören Funkhaus Europa.
Check the microphone 112. Or what is this? This is the Job Gaia saxophone player from the Amsterdam Klezmer Band on Funkhaus Europa.
Man merkt sofort, Jansi und Job haben Spaß an dem, was sie machen. Ihre Band hat vor 10 Jahren als lustige Straßenkapelle angefangen, am Rand der Grachten von Amsterdam, aber auch in den kleinen Cafés und Pubs.
Wir waren angefangen auf die Straße und jetzt wir spielen auf die große Musikstadion.
Und zwar von Moskau bis New York, Paris und London. Dank der ganz eigenen Definition des Klezmer-Sounds bringt man die Menschen überall zum Tanzen, nicht mehr und nicht weniger. Das Rezept? Die Amsterdam Klezmer Band weiß einfach, wie man das Haus rockt. Oder anders ausgedrückt,
we know how to kick ass on stage.
Obwohl die Band stolz den Klezmer-Begriff im Namen trägt, kann man doch fragen, wie viel dieser jüdischen Tradition überhaupt noch drin ist in der Musik. Klarinettist Jansi van Strien.
Amsterdam Klezmer war einfach die beste Name. Vielleicht ein bisschen, wie sagt man das, übermütig. Aber wir sind angefangen als eine traditionelle Klezmer-Band. Aber das hat sich schon schnell geändert. Wir haben schon mehr Balkan-Einflüsse und auch osteuropäische Einflüsse in unsere Musik reingebaut. Und dann sind wir angefangen, mehr unser eigenes Repertoire zu schreiben. Einfach unsere eigene Melodie geschrieben. Und es geht uns ziemlich gut.
Weil die 7 Musiker immer offen sind für Experimente und dazu noch gute Kontakte zu Discjockeys und generell der elektronischen Musikszene haben, lag die Versuchung eines Remix-Albums nahe. Jansi van Strien?
Ja, wir haben alle, viele andere Gruppen und so, wir spielen auch gerne Funk, Jazz und mit elektronischer Musik auch, mit Tanzmusik. Und dann haben wir Electric Gypsyland angehört und haben wir gedacht, ja, das können wir ja auch.
Gesagt, getan, aber auf dem Album gibt's auch 7 neue Tracks. Von der Band extra druckvoll für die Tanzflächen produziert. Parallel konnte man Leute wie Bukowina Clubmacher Chantel oder Russendisco-DJ Juri Gurji als Remixer verpflichten. Letzterer steuert sogar amtliche Raps bei. Zusammen mit dem Hip-Hop-Erprobten Job Chayes.
Amerika, Israel, Germania. Wir
fahren heute. 19:30 Uhr. Nummer 3. Wagon Nummer 2. Место 15.
Mit diesem Immigrant-Song gelingt der Amsterdam Klezmer Band ein weiterer Brückenschlag zwischen Ost und West. Immer nach dem Motto, Spaß haben, aber alles nicht zu Bier ernst nehmen.
Уезжали, улетали в дальние дали. Переживали, как все будет в начале. Очень осторожно, обойдя таможню, в пункте назначения багаж свой выгружали. Новые места, чужие города, хайвей, бродвей, остальная красота. Пестрая экзотика для нашего глаза рвала крышу сразу. Следующий следующей главе нашей биографии. Новейшие истории на чужой территории. Кому из нас какая достанется роль? Кто будет нищий, а кто король?
I was totally muted that whole time. I thought I was like singing along with that dude. Yeah, so I missed, you missed my harmony section there, but that's right. Pretty much everybody else did too. Anyways, what it is, kids. We're into the second hour now of your morning mega show. With your morning mega dude, Vince in the Bay. I want to thank Usable Signal, a.k.a. Eddie Rawls, Eddie Cube Rawls, the man down there in Florida. And moving along here, we don't see any major traffic conditions at the moment. Our Eye in the Sky chopper reports that all roadways are moving at normal speeds. There is one road closure closed on I-280 North at Saratoga Avenue. So a road closure. So if you're trying to cross through there, I-280 North at Saratoga Avenue closed. So find another way, find alternate routes, find arterial roads or side streets or local roads, and use Google Maps to navigate your via waypoint around this road closure at 280 North at Saratoga Avenue. And there's not really any congestion going on. There is a little bit of a slowdown as you approach your bridges tonight, but that's sort of par for the course. And things are moving nicely out there right now. Not a lot of red spots. So if you got to get around town today, you have a good chance of making record time. That's right. Because everybody's passed out drunk. Or at the end up tweaking and dancing to techno or some other bullshit. Anywho, I thank Eddie Cube Rawls for stopping through. Much appreciation. If I only had another song to play, but that was a little featurette on the Amsterdam Klutzer All-Star Band. And they are a hoot. Let me tell you. Oh, boy. So I'm going to get some, yeah, we'll do some disco partizani here. What the hell? This one, if you want this one, this one. Boom. Okay, whatever. Yeah, so the roadways are clear, kids. Don't worry about any slowdowns anywhere. Drive safely. I think the roads are clear. I don't think they're slick. There hasn't been any serious rain, so you should be okay. And okay. And moving on, I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for allowing us to host this program this fine early, early Saturday. Maybe people are still, you know, in their comas, as some others might be stumbling home yet from the bars, or still others waking up for a new day. Yep, those rise and shiners. Although if you're joining us in the East Coast or somewhere outside of the Bay Area, it's quite possible that you'll like this music we're going to play here. I promise you it will not be Butthole Surfers. Although I do have the threat. I do hold the power because half the library is still Butthole Surfers. Two Butthole Surfer songs that I put like four times already. Yeah, so just checking out some of these blogs here and stuff, and I don't know, man. I got so Eddie Q Brawl says that BTR was cutting in and out on him, so he bailed. But he stopped through and showed some love. He's a character. I noticed he's dropped a new show. Perhaps I will peruse the archives and check it out. So we're taking your calls here for the next hour. I'm loading up some more music here. And you're more than welcome to give us a call at... Oh, what's the number here, Charlie? So many windows. So, you know what? I should just do tabs. I don't know why I don't do tabs. Yeah. Number is 347-826-7667. Oh, hey, there's Nutmeg's next. Hey, honey, darling. Thanks for coming through here. I just thought I'd drop in and do a random test show just to improvise. Just boom. Let's see what BTR, how it's working now. Checking out the interface, scoping things out. And it's, I can see they're trying to tweak some stuff. I don't know if it's tweaking in the right direction, but, yeah, just kind of settling back in, doing a little test show here. Hopefully playing some tunes, and they like deleted my entire archive songs. So now I only have three songs in my archives. I have a fourth one loading up now. And I thought, like back in the day when I uploaded to this program, BTR, like I could, you know, line up like four solid songs at a time, and boom, they were up, no problem. Now this is like the file thing. It's like a different interface thing. It looks like it's been upgraded a little bit, and it's a little bit clunky and buggy. So just kind of scoping that out. I just haphazardly threw two Butthole Surfer songs in there first, because I was like, oh yeah, I'll go down the B's and the C's and the D's, and you know. And so I put these two Butthole Surfer songs, thinking, okay, I'll just get started off with something. Boom. Takes forever for those to get on there. Like, they don't even load until, like, I'm, like, 20 minutes into the show. So I didn't have any music. I was just trying to band. I was just trying to check out BTR again. Anyways, long story short, I had the Butthole Surfers, and that was it for half my show. All you really missed up till now is I was playing the Buttholes, these two Butthole Surfer songs, back-to-back on, like, a loop. But Eddie Rawls was digging it, although he said it was cutting in and out. So if you hear anything, like, they're not tweaking very well, Yeah, I don't know if I'm tweaking very well. I don't know if anybody's tweaking very well. Does anybody really tweak very well anymore, though? I mean, seriously, when you think about it, nobody's really tweaking as well as they did before. It's always, it's never as great as the first tweak. Yeah, I am back doing a VTR show. Sure, why not? I don't know how... It might just be like a weekend thing, maybe. But... Oh, hey, baby. Nutmeg. Well, thank you for coming by, darling. Good times back in the day over the summer. It was just like a couple months ago. When I got into BTR, for my first month into BTR, it just seemed like each day was like a week, you know? And now I'm just kind of taking it slow. I think I'm going to, might be taking a page from Cube, Eddie Rawls, this dude that does this show. He was in here earlier, and he does it maybe like once a month, but it's not really though. It's just kind of like on average it'll be like once a month, but if something's happening, he does something. So I want to be kind of like that. Not saying that anything's happening right now. Obviously nothing. I'm just playing Butthole Surfer tunes on a loop. But just getting back into the field of BTR, It's like putting on an old, dirty pair of socks. It just feels just right. Feels like disco party music. That's right. Party, party, partizani. Disco Partizani there from Chantel. Right here on your morning mega show with Vince in the Bay doing our little test show here. This is how I did my first BTR show. It was essentially, it was like 4 in the morning. And, yeah, I just played music, and like one or two people popped in, and that's pretty much what's happened here. So it's par for the course. It's like just putting on an old pair of slacks. It's just right. Anywho. Well, I'm waiting for this to upload once again. I want to thank somebody marked my show as a favorite. Oh, thank you so much. Hopefully that was Nutmeg. Probably was Nutmeg, but the number here is 347-826-7667, and we're going to go into some more music here in a second. But your calls will be answered. If you call, it takes priority. 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
But, you know, I knew Clinton was in with the big boys when he bombed Iraq. Do you remember that? Two-day news story. Clinton launches 22 cruise missiles on Baghdad in retaliation for the alleged failed assassination attempt against George Bush. We launched 22 $3 million apiece cruise missiles to Baghdad, killing six innocent people. I think that was a little overdone. You know? You know what we should have done? We should have embarrassed the Iraqis. We should have assassinated Bush. And said, that's how you do it, Towelhead. Don't fuck with us. And see, if Bush had been the one who had died, there would have been no loss of innocent life. Yeah, so you see, I mean, that would have saved us $100 million. And I love that, too, how the media called it, everyone in the government media called it a cowardly act on the Iraqians' part, because some Iraqi guy was going to drive a Toyota car bomb and blow himself up in the process of trying to kill the President of the United States, because that's all they can really do since we are the imperialist rulers of the New World Order. And we call that a cowardly act. Meanwhile, we're launching cruise missiles 200 miles away from floating iron islands. Who are the cowards again? Okay. This is the material, by the way, that has kept me virtually anonymous in America. You know, no one fucking knows me. No one gives a fuck. Meanwhile, they're draining the Pacific and putting up bench seats for Carrot Top's next Showtime special. Carrot Top, for people who didn't get Gallagher, you know. That Gallagher was a little heady. I couldn't follow half of his stuff. Carrot Top's more my speed. You see, first of all, he's got red hair, and that just cracks me up on sight. I don't even need material. Ask my wife. I'm on the floor. Red-haired man on TV. Woo! Don't even need material or ideas. Red-haired man. So he's got that going for him. What do you like about him? He's got red hair. You know, Gallagher. Only America could produce a comic named Gallagher who ends his show by destroying good food with a sledgehammer. Gee, I wonder why we're hated the world over. All these fat Americans on the front row. Now this is comedy. That Bill Hicks is just bitter. I get tired listening to him. Why can't he hit fruit with a hammer? He's just jealous he didn't think of it. Folks, I did think of that. I was 2 at the time. And I said, this is real stupid. Fucking idiot. I could have been the young Gallagher in diapers, walking around being a millionaire, franchising myself, but no. I had to have this weird thing about trying to illuminate the collective unconscious and help humanity. Fucking moron! Gallagher, destroying good food. I guarantee you there's going to be no Gallagher world tour anytime soon. And if there are, there will be no dates in Somalia, okay? I don't know if those little bags of skin and bones would be able to appreciate Gallagher's particular wit.
He destroys good food with a hammer. We must go and get front row tickets and hopefully catch a watermelon rind and live another day. We are here to see Gallagher. We must live another day. Put us on the front row so my child Hibiscus can eat one more day.
Will that be the horsefly or non-horsefly section?
We are here to see Gallagher and see his ending show.
Meanwhile, this is my last show ever. I'm tired, folks. Tired of spreading the news.
Word up, I love you all too. I wanna go, I wanna go, I wanna. dog. Get your shit straight. This is the mixtape. Get free or die trying. The official Dead Prez RBG Revolutionary But Gangsta album is on the way. On the way.
That's right. Dead Prez, who are supposed to be in town this weekend, I think. In the Bay, so that sounds like that would be interesting. I might, if I have nothing better to do, maybe I'll go check that out. And we're going to go into another track here. If you want to give us a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back after these messages from Cornelius.
Thank you.
scoot over, honey. Come on. Make room for me. Come on. Scoot over. Let me in. It's cold out here. I need to get in the... Yeah. Well, there you have it. Cornelius would drop. Before that, we had some Dead Prez and Bill Hicks. Recording I have filed as Filling Up the Hump. Filling Up the Hump. And it's pretty much what you're doing here with me, if you are, which I don't think you are, because, yep, Nutmeg checked out a while ago, and I think one other person stopped in and didn't even say anything. They just, like, listened for, like, 5 minutes and left. Like, probably forgot it, didn't even have this sound on. They inadvertently clicked on my show. But I get a listener out of it. So that's great. As long as there's more listeners than there are announcers, I think your show can stay out in PTR. I think you're good. So might be tough to expand, though. I don't want to get too crazy with sidekicks and co-announcers and co-hosts and guests and special guests and musical guests and, you know, that sort of thing. Anywho, well, I'm glad we had some time here to include some songs that were not by Butthole Surfers, but they predominantly was the playlist tonight. All Butthole Surfers. But I thought I had one more track here ready to go. Roaring to go. Getting it to go. And I want to deliver this to you right now. Right here on your morning mega show. Give me a call. 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. Or will I? Didn't play my song. Good old BTR. Just when you think you nail a halfway respectable segue, boom, your fucking track disappears. What the hell is going on here? Anyways, oh, you know what? I should upload some coup. Wait, no, it's a street sweeper because it's only fair fitting because Boots and Tom, I was on the internet and saw some of their videos that they've shot over the year, and excited to see them blast out in 2010. I think they're going to hit the road at some point, and they'll be at every festival and probably be on a bunch of tours, and they'll be everywhere taking over the universe, or at least the universe of the United States of America. And if they come to your town, I would certainly, wholeheartedly advise you to check them out. Good energy. If you liked Rage Against the Machine, if you like the coup, you're going to like it. Even if you don't like those two bands, you probably still like it. If you like rock, if you like mixed with hip-hop, this is where it is. And this is where we'll be on your morning mega show. Just vamping it up here a little bit so I can bring you the next track we're going to play, which is right here. I want to remind you that we have a call-in number. It's 347-826-7667. Give us a call. We'll be right back. This darn computer will not cancel. Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? The track keeps disappearing every time I... Oh, man. It was going halfway decent until now. We'll be right back.
is ecstasy.
Oh, there we go. Right.
Thank you.